commentator Richard Ratliff.
We humans often do not understand each other very well. I heard a retired industrial worker recently lament, "My boss never understood me, or any of his employees, and I never understood anything he did." I heard two radio news commentators recently discussing the tragedies of politics, diplomacy, and warfare continuing to unfold in the Middle East due to a lack of understanding. It isn't surprising. People are complicated, fickle, and unpredictable. But because we live and work together, we must try to deal with it. Individual people constitute great bundles of intellectual, emotional, behavioral, spiritual, and physical phenomena, internal contradictions, and anomalies. Social scientists tell us that societies exhibit similar complexities. It is all very complicated and difficult to understand. Interestingly, human life as we understand it includes a lot of relationships with family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and many others. These relationships are with individual people, organizations, and society more generally. Notice the constant, relationships. Perhaps if I can understand one, I can understand a great deal about them all, despite the complexities of individual people. Any relationship can be evaluated very simply by testing two vital signs, mutual benefit and mutual pleasantness. Let me repeat. If both parties are benefited by the relationship, and if both parties are enjoying it, then the relationship will be healthy. How much simpler can it get? If either person is being harmed or threatened, or if the association is unpleasant for either person, then the relationship will be weakened. The greater the harm and displeasure, the unhealthier the relationship will be. Healthy and unhealthy relationships have mental, behavioral, economic, and social consequences. Healthy relationships are more beneficial and less costly to everyone concerned. Unhealthy relationships are harmful and expensive every time. The unhealthier they are, the more harmful and expensive they become. I heard a news report this week of the terrible consequences of government corruption, even for the corruptors, even when they think they're successful. I read another recent report in an international journal showing the remarkable economic and social benefits in Scandinavia of government strategy based upon relationship building. Here's the catch. Many of us are taught several cultural values that systematically promote unhealthy relationships. Physical superiority, mental superiority, wealth, honors, authority, fame. What's wrong with these things? Surely, physical and psychological prowess, prosperity, recognition, position, and popularity are good things. They give us power. But with unsympathetic intentions, that is where the problem lies. Their problem in relationships comes with comparisons, pride in superiority, and fear of inferiority. The powerful, by whatever measure, often harm or threaten the weak. Too often, the strong benefit at the expense of the weak and take pleasure in it. But it is neither beneficial nor enjoyable for anyone else. Thus, the occurrence of far too many unhealthy, harmful, and expensive relationships. This works against us, all of us, the powerful and the weak alike, because of the painfully high social and economic cost of bad relationships. So if not physical, mental, organizational, economic, and social power, then what should we seek? How about mutual benefit and mutual pleasantness? Consider the relationships. This is Richard Ratliff. Thanks for listening.